Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Hebrews, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. Then indeed, even the first covenant had ordinance of divine service and the earthly sanctuary. For a tabernacle was prepared, the first part in which was the lampstand, the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant, overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of covenant. And above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot now speak in detail. Now when these things had been thus prepared, the priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle, performing the services. But into the second part, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance, the Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. It was symbolic for the present time in which both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience, concerned only with foods and drinks, various washings, and fleshly ordinance imposed until the time of Reformation. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, which the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is, not of his creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. The grace of God, all the Father, be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the second epistle of our teacher, St. John, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. The elder to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all those who have known the truth, because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth, as we received commandment from the Father. And now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we do not lose those things which we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him, for he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Having many things to write to you, I did not wish to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of your elect sister greet you. Amen. Do not love the world, nor the things which are in the world. The world is passing away in all its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Cherom pie. sekes marot enithos nembek yotem agathos nembiet nevmas ovev jeaki aksotiem
Reading from the Acts of our Father, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessings be with us all. Amen. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel, kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like a manner as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went up into an upper room where they were staying, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the holy church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today is the third day of the blessed month of Kiyak. May God, beginning in the goodness, and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the mercy of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day we commemorate the entrance of our Holy Lady, the Virgin Saint Mary, and the Theotokos into the temple when she was 3 years old, for she was another right to God. May blessing be with us all. Amen. And also we celebrate on this day the year of 1229 of the martyrs, Saint Bestavros, the Salib, the new martyrs, was martyrs. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Agios oseos, agios iesheros, agios asanatos, stavrotis dimes,
eleisonimes.
Agios oseos, agios iesheros, agios asanatos, o anastas ecton necheron ke anelson iestos oranos,
eleisonimes.
Zoxe patrike io ke agei opne mati ke nin ke ai ke sto se on astoni on on amine ke tries eleisoni mes
din
epi prosef kistos ite
es muirin imposi
et opne mati
O my soul, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, Parousetus and Leors, Apollonia, Apostle, many brown righteous men have desired to see what you see and not seen them, and to hear what you don't have not heard them. But as pray for thee, see and hear for thee, hear me, mercy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Remember also our most rapid and our emergent supplications, I pray, which offer upon the Lord our God, those ever evil, and as we pray for them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Listen to the Holy Gospel, a chapter from the Holy Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. And the daughter of Tyre will come with a gift, the rich among the people who seek your favor. The royal daughter is all glorious within the palace. Her clothing is woven with gold. Alleluia, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior and King of us all. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, unto him is due glory forever and ever. Amen. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to the city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb from joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my sight, my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house.